member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
This is full-time Catholic Radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
It's a Monday morning, February 7th, 2011. You're listening to the Ave Maria Radio Network, WDEO AM 990 and WMAX AM 1440. Hope you had a blessed weekend. A snowy one, wasn't it? Where did that come from? Andrew and I were just talking about that. They were surprised. Andrew was reading some of the weather reports and watching some of the forecasts and saying that the forecasters all weekend long saying, gosh, we were surprised by this. How is that possible with all of the Beam Me Up Scotty equipment that they have? And they're surprised by 6 inches of snow, which seemed to me that Saturday was much worse than earlier in the week where they were warning about Snowmageddon and everything else. But anyway, we'll have a complete forecast for you in just a second. But first, yours truly, Teresa Tomeo on Catholic Connection on a Monday morning. I want to tell you about our program today. Coming up, we are going to be talking in 2 cents about 10 reasons why you should definitely attend this weekend's World Marriage Day dinner. All right? I was chatting with Fran and Rich Walden from Marriage Encounter via email yesterday, and they've got some 300 folks that are going to be joining Fran and Rich and me and Dom and a bunch of other folks and Dr. Tim and his wife Karen. They'll be the keynote speakers. It's going to be a great day, and we'll give you 10 reasons why you should sign up and why you should sign up today, because you can save yourself some money. Now, today is the last day for the early registration, which will save you 10 bucks. And hey, 10 bucks is 10 bucks, right? It is such a fun afternoon, evening. And I really would like you to join us. I'm sure, you know, you've thought about coming before, but you're saying, oh, we're busy, blah, 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 blah. No excuses. Let's get out. Let's trip the light fantastic in a safe and good and holy way. Have some fun. Kick up our heels and support marriage. And there is room. I mean, that room that we, speaking of rooms, at the San Marino Club in Troy, Fran and Rich told me, holds up to 700 people. And we have had 700, actually. I think it was when Dom and I were first giving our talk, and then also when Al and Sally gave their testimony, and Al talked about, of course, his overcoming the flesh-eating bacteria and the whole struggle that he and, you know, Sally went through and his healing and whatnot. I think we had close to 700 then, too. So there's plenty of room. You know, why not fill it up again? It's going to be a great afternoon. But today is the early registration deadline to save $10. Now, you can still call later this week and sign up online. But as I said earlier, if you want to save some money, register today at worldmarriageday.org. So that's coming up at 8:15. We'll talk about 10 reasons why you and your spouse should attend the annual World Marriage Day dinner, taking place in Troy at the beautiful San Marino Club, and that's this Sunday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Okay? Also, speaking of marriage, Greg Popcheck, right, is going to be joining us. He is well known, of course, for his program with his beautiful wife, Lisa, that you hear on Ave Maria Radio. Greg is coming to town, and he is going to be speaking on I Do for Life. So it ties right in with our 8:15 segment on the World Marriage Day dinner. Dr. Meg Meeker is joining us at 9:30. Forgot to mention Chris Bell. He's coming up at 9:15. He is with Good Counsel Homes in New Jersey. It's pregnancy center homes for women who find themselves in a situation with a surprise pregnancy and trying to help them choose other than abortion, thanks be to God. And then we wrap up a busy Monday morning with Steve Ray, who's joining us live from the Holy Land. He'll talk to us about what's going on there with his pilgrimage. But also, most importantly, he is going to be talking to us about the beatification trip that he and I will be taking with corporate travel in April. And you can still sign up. There's still plenty of room on that pilgrimage as well. And you can call corporate travel at 313-565-8888, extension 121. So it should be a very good Monday, all in all. Again, we have Greg Popcheck coming up at 8:35, Chris Bell, 9:15, Dr. Meg Meeker, 9:31, and then Steve Ray for the Beatification Pilgrimage. And, of course, you at 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. Did you watch the Super Bowl last night? Did you have some fun seeing the commercials? My favorite one so far, and it actually appears to be a winner with all the people who are, you know, calling in and phoning in the reports at the various radio stations and whatnot. I thought the Darth Vader commercial was absolutely adorable, with the little boy dressed up as Darth Vader and the father with the remote starter. I just thought that was my favorite. And actually, that came in. The advertisers who were critiquing the spots, the advertising experts, actually, that was their favorite, too. A lot of people like the M&M Detroit commercial, the Chrysler one. You know, I'm not a big fan of M&M, but I did think the commercial was very effective. So, all in all, I was really hoping the Steelers would win. I was rooting for them. But what are you going to do? Congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. All right, let's take a look at our forecast for the Metro Detroit area. They are saying that we are going to have a 40% chance of snow showers, cloudy, and a high near 31. Tomorrow, a chance of flurries. The temperature is going to drop like crazy. Good news is we've got some sunshine coming in tomorrow, a high near 18. On Wednesday, a chance of flurries, mostly sunny, a high near 21. Thursday, a high near 17, but sunshine. On Friday, partly sunny, a high near 21. And moving into Valentine's weekend, actually Valentine's Day will be Monday, but we'll be celebrating it this weekend. Partly sunny, a little bit warmer, and a high near 35. And on Sunday, listen to this, a high near 40 on Sunday. So that will be so greatly appreciated. And think about this. By the time we get to this weekend, February will be half over already. Yay! Won't that be wonderful? All right, let's look at the northern Michigan area. If you're listening on Berger Broadcasting, you're going to have snow showers today, a high near 21. For tomorrow, snow showers likely, mainly before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Wednesday, snow showers, cloudy, a high near 16. Thursday, chance of snow, cloudy, high of 16. And then Friday, a high of 25 and clouds. And for your Valentine's weekend, getting warmer up north as well, partly sunny with a high near 31. As far as our temps are concerned right now, in Ann Arbor, cloudy and 29. And in the Detroit area, cloudy and about 30 degrees. And a little bit cooler up north, but overall, pretty much the same forecast for most of the state. Let's take a look at your news right now. It is a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection, as we mentioned. It is February 7th, and it's 8:07. February 7, 2011, and the Holy Father is encouraging those who work in healthcare to build a culture of life based on ethical values. The Holy Father making the comments yesterday in an address before praying the Midday Angelus. He referred to the upcoming World Day of the Sick, which will be celebrated on Friday, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. This day is an opportune occasion, the Holy Father said, to reflect, to pray, and to increase the ecclesial community and civil society's awareness of sick brothers and sisters. He says he invites everyone to contemplate Jesus, the Son of God, who suffered and died but is now risen. And he continued, God is radically opposed to the arrogance of evil. The Lord cares for man in every situation, shares his suffering, and opens his heart to hope. He says, thus I exhort all health workers to see in the sick person not only a body marked by fragility, but first of all a person to whom complete solidarity must be extended and adequate and competent responses given. And he added he hopes that everyone will work to make the culture of life grow, to put the value of the human being at the center in every circumstance. The Holy Father also acknowledging that he has been closely watching the very delicate situation over in Egypt. After the Sunday Angelus prayer yesterday, the Holy Father expressing his hopes and prayers for the Egyptian people to find peace on the 13th day of protests in Cairo. He said, in these days, I follow with attention the delicate situation in the dear Egyptian nation, asking God that the land blessed by the presence of the Holy Family find tranquility and peaceful coexistence in the shared commitment for the common good. And speaking of Egypt, the government there has offered to set up a committee on constitutional reform following talks with opposition groups. Reporter Nathan King, who was in Cairo, says the talks are very significant.
Just 2 weeks ago, the government would never have sat down with the Muslim Brotherhood. They've been outlawed for 50 years, although tolerated, because everyone knows their influence in the mosque is about as influential as Mubarak's party is.
Meanwhile, thousands of protesters remain in Cairo's square, the main square, demanding that President Hosni Mubarak step down immediately. Mubarak insists his country would fall into chaos if he did so. President Obama says the U.S. wants a new government in Egypt that Washington can work with. In a rare interview with Fox News yesterday, Obama said it's clear Egyptian President Mubarak is on his way out. He said the U.S. cannot dictate to Egyptians, but they must choose responsible leadership. The U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg has resigned following a very damaging report about misuse of government funds and aggressive behavior. As Kate Moody reports, Cynthia Strom was a major donor and fundraiser for President Obama's campaign before being appointed to represent Washington.
She was questioned about expenditures on travel, wine, and liquor, and staff members described her as aggressive, bullying, hostile, and intimidating. Some of her employees even asked to be transferred to Iraq or Afghanistan, an unusual step for diplomats assigned to a modern and relatively affluent European country. The State Department has made no official comment on Strum's decision to resign and merely thanked her for her service. But the incident could bring into question the rather common practice of appointing non-career diplomats to ambassadorships in thanks for their political support. Kate Moody, Washington.
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley is saying he has co-sponsored legislation to require Congress to act in a timely way on spending reductions suggested by the president recently. The Iowa Republican said it was brought about due to an ineffective law from the 1970s.
The president can send what we call rescissions to Congress. In other words, the president feels that he shouldn't have to spend the money that Congress appropriated. But that very same 1974 law doesn't require Congress to ever take any action.
Go toward deficit reduction, he said, far too often Congress uses money saved for other spending. Some bad news down in Ohio after a shooting rampage at a fraternity house. Police say a fight at the off-campus Omega Sci-Fi house Sunday turned violent when two men involved returned to the house with guns and opened fire. 25-year-old Jamal Johnson was killed. Fraternity advisor Christopher Cooper says Johnson was just months away from graduation.
Jamal was an excellent young man. He was a good Christian young man who was very studious, very concerned about his education, comes from a good family, and just a wonderful young man.
Youngstown police, meanwhile, say 11 people were wounded in the shootout. Two men are in custody, charged with aggravated murder and 11 counts of felonious assault. Formula-fed infants who are given solid foods before the age of 4 months are more likely to become obese by age 3. That's according to a new study out of Harvard University. Researchers say infants who are breastfed before solid food introduction do not face the same risk. They add that childhood obesity increases the risk of obesity in adulthood. Pediatricians recommend introducing babies to solid foods at around 4 to 6 months old. And the Green Bay Packers came out on top in Super Bowl 45, beating the Steelers 31-25 at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington last night. These Texan residents from the northern part of the state thought it was a great game.
Two competitors got out, whooped one another, and had it close. It wasn't a blowout, so it was a good show.
You know, it's a real close game. We had some money on the game. We lost, but kind of made it a little more interesting since Cowboys couldn't make it there.
Others really enjoyed watching the commercials, including the child dressed as Darth Vader. That was my favorite, starring in the VW commercial and the Old Western Bud commercial. Others enjoyed watching and singing along with the Black Eyed Peas during the halftime show. But not everybody was so happy with the situation in Arlington last night. About 400 people who had tickets to the Super Bowl were denied entrance to the stadium after not enough temporary seats were set up for them. Laura Mirasol was one of those unlucky fans.
We've traveled, we've spent a lot of money here, and we just can't even see the game. And it's not our fault.
The NFL says the left-out fans will receive a refund worth triple the face value of their ticket. Most of the tickets involved sold for about $900 each. About 850 other Super Bowl fans also did not have any seats or a chance to see the game, but they were seated in other areas of the stadium. The NFL stopped short of an apology, stating, "We regret the situation and inconvenience that it may have caused. We will conduct a full review of the matter." And finally, this morning, Bishop David A. Zubik of Pittsburgh is going to have to pay up on a friendly wager he made with Bishop Ricken of Green Bay. Catholic News Agency reporting that Bishop Zubik will now have to make a personal donation to Catholic Charities of Green Bay. The bishop says in a recent press release, both bishops wagered a wide variety of local foods to be donated to a food kitchen in the Diocese of the Winter. It is just about 8:14. It's a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection. Hope you're having a blessed day so far. Let's take a look at our forecast. But you know what? As I always say, who knows anymore? Because as Andrew and I were talking earlier, the storm on Saturday literally came out of nowhere. I mean, maybe I missed something, but I didn't hear a big warning like they had last week when we were waiting for, you know, the end of the world and Snowmageddon, as they were calling it. So today, they're saying, at least this is what they're saying now, 40% chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, a high near 31. And this, by the way, is for the Detroit area. Chance of flurries tomorrow, sunny, a high near 18. And then on Wednesday, chance of flurries, sunshine, a high near 21. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 17. Starting to warm up as we get closer to the weekend, partly sunny and a high near 21. On Saturday, partly sunny and a high near 35. Saturday night, cloudy, a low around 25. And on Sunday, partly sunny and a high near, believe it or not, well above freezing, and a high of 39, could hit 40 or more in terms of our temps. So not bad at all. We are going to be talking about Sunday in terms of not just the temperatures, but why you should be going to World Marriage Day. You still have time to sign up. We're going to give you 10 reasons why you and your spouse should attend the World Marriage Day dinner coming up this Sunday. That will be February 13th at San Marino Club in Troy. We'll tell you how to register and save some money, but you have to do that today. We'll be right back.
Do you or an aging loved one need assistance to remain as independent as possible in your home or assisted living residence? Are you concerned about the safety of a parent who is alone? Or do you just need a break from caring for a family member? If you find yourself in any of these situations, then you should contact Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels provides a compassionate, dignified, and respectful service that enables our clients to safely remain at home with services such as hygiene assistance, meal preparation, light housekeeping, and so much more. Our experienced and fully screened caregivers provide services up to 24 hours per day, and you help select your caregiver. Visiting Angels would be happy to provide a free in-home care and safety assessment as well. With over 400 offices in the U.S., we are America's number one choice in home care. To get more information or to schedule a free assessment, call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE or visitingangels.com.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, co-publisher and editor-in-chief of the Chaldean News. This February, we feature a cover story about Justin Merrum, the first Chaldean to become a pro athlete. Merrum was selected by the Columbus Crew in the first-round pick of Major League Soccer. Child prodigy Ethan Bortnick will perform in concert to raise money for the Chaldean Federation of America's Adopt-A-Refugee program. His concert's being held at the Royal Oak Music Theater. Professional counselor Ikhlas Bashi reviews the movie Fireproof in honor of Valentine's Day and tributes marriage. The DIA dusts off Middle Eastern treasures in an ancient art exhibit. An artist, Sabah Youssef's work, resembles that of Picasso, but his life mimics the hardship of Vincent van Gogh. Read more about his story. Get your copy of the Chaldean News and learn about this ancient community living in modern times. You could subscribe or advertise today. Join Country Fresh and Varsity Lincoln Dealership. Log on to ChaldeanNews.com to find out more.
We're here with Bert Gezzi, author of Voices of the Saints. And today, Bert, we're going to talk about St. Radegund, a 6th century saint whose feast day we celebrate on August 13th.
Radegund was a queen and a wife of a very abusive king, Clothair. Back in what we call, some people call the Dark Ages, but I don't like to call them Dark Ages because there are bright lights like Radegund who appear all the time in the period. She had been kidnapped at age 12 and forced to marry Clothair, but she was a good wife to him. But when he killed her favorite brother, she asked to be separated, which is interesting because when she was separated, she went to Poitiers in France and she founded a convent where she lived the rest of her life. Clothair tried to grab her back, but the Bishop of Poitiers intervened and persuaded Clothair to lay off, and he even became a benefactor of the convent.
Wow.
Radegund insisted that the nuns pray and study and work. She was a great mistress for the sisters, an extraordinary lady, very tough, but very gentle at the same time. And herself was a great student of Scripture, became quite a literate lady in Scripture and secular studies when she was in the convent. Because she was tough-minded and served people, she was often corrected by her friends. One friend said, Radegund, if you insist on kissing lepers, nobody's going to want to kiss you. And she said, well, if you don't want to kiss me, I won't mind it at all. I think she's a great example for Christian wives. Women in abusive relationships should do all they can to be good to their husbands, but if it becomes unbearable, separation is a fine approach. You know, she was separated and yet became a saint. Separation may be the thing that has to happen in the worst kinds of abusive relationships, and Catholic women can still expect to be holy if they do that.
Good news for us there from St. Radegund, whose feast day we celebrate on August 13th. And that's Bert Gezzi, author of Voices of the Saints.
You're the getaway car, you're the light in the sand. When I go too far,
You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it coy, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you're smiling at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything.
Of course, Michael Bublé, Everything. Love that song. It's all about love, as in God is love, and marriage is a beautiful rite, representation of the relationship with the Trinity. That's what it's supposed to be all about. Welcome back, Catholic Connection. It's a Monday morning. It is February 7th, 2011. Ave Maria Radio. Teresa Tomeo with you. Hope you're doing well. Now, I know there's a lot of you who attend the World Marriage Day Dinner annually because it's just become something that you do for each other, for marriage, and you come back because it is a lot of fun. If you'd like to join in on this conversation and say why you go to World Marriage Day, give us a call, 877-573-7825. But I wanted to do, I'll be mentioning it all during the week because you still have a chance to register even if you don't register today. But the reason I'm pushing it this morning in our 2 cents segment, well, for a couple of reasons. First of all, you can save some money because today is the last day to pre-register to save the $10. Now, you can still register. As I said, a lot of people are calling Fran and Rich and asking if there's still room, and there is. It's just that today is a special bonus because it's your last day to save $10. And you know what? $10 is $10, so why not save it and spend $55 instead of $65, which is what it will cost you after today. But there is still room. Fran sent me an email yesterday. So far, about 300 people registered. The room holds between 500 and 700 people, so still plenty of time to get there, to get your tickets, you know, to get your registration in. Why not get a whole table and bring a whole bunch of folks from your parish? That's what some of the people at St. Joan are doing. Dom and I lectured the 10 a.m. Mass yesterday. My friend Bob Fortunati and his beautiful wife Mary are coming, and they're bringing another couple from St. Joan and making it like a fun little parish thing. So it's a great thing to do. It really is. And the flyer, by the way, is available online, and it's worldmarriageday.org. And the keynote speakers, Tim and Karen Hogan, Dr. Tim Hogan, of course, is the director at Grace Counseling Center in Detroit. He's also a well-known author, psychologist, speaker. He's a really, really nice guy. He's been on the show a lot. He does a lot of speaking about relationships and marriage. And his wife is also speaking with him. So that'll be really fun to meet Karen in person because, as I said the other day, behind every great man, there is a great woman, right? So they'll be the keynote speakers, and their topic is the amazing marriage adventure. 3 fun, proven strategies to upgrade your connection. This is a non-denominational event. All are welcome. And there's great music. There's great food. San Marino Club always gives you a ton of food. And it's a full sit-down dinner. You get soup, you get salad, you get pasta, you get bread, you get dessert. There's a cash bar. And I don't know about you, but there's not too many places you can go for dinner for two, with entertainment and a speaker, and I mean really great entertainment. Randy Kaufman is just, I mean, top of the line. He plays all kinds of music, dance music, polkas, tarantellas, disco music. He sings Broadway tunes. He's fabulous. And this is one of his, he just loves doing this dinner because it's just so much fun to be with the couples. And it's just a great event. And Dominic and I love going. It's a treat for us, and we'll be the MCs. So join us. And again, the website to get your flyer is worldmarriageday.org, but today is the last day for early registration. You can save $10. So go to worldmarriageday.org. If you have any questions, well, Fran and Rich say the best way to register is online, but if you have any questions, they're available to talk to at 586-838-4447, 586-838-4447, or email waldenluv@wowway.com. By the way, this is all on the flyer online. If you're driving and you can't jot this down, keep your arms and hands inside the vehicle at all times. So go to worldmarriageday.org at 586 at worldmarriageday.org, and then call Fran and Rich if you have a question at 586-838-4447. Okay. So I was thinking and praying about the 2 cents segment this morning, and I thought, why not give 10 reasons as to why you should definitely attend. Oh, and by the way, Father JJ from St. A's is going to be there, and apparently he's a dancing fool. he's a Twinkle Toes, and he's got some of his family members coming, so he's going to be giving us a blessing. And then my understanding is he's going to be cutting the rug maybe with his sister, and we'll get to see some real fancy dancing moves, because I guess he's supposed to be a really good dancer, according to the parishioners at St. A's. So we shall see. And as it says in Ecclesiastes, there is a time to dance. And for me, this is a big deal to be able to go and dance at least once a year, because I love to dance. Okay. All righty then. 10 reasons why you and your spouse should attend the annual World Marriage Day dinner. And Andrew, for number one, we should pull the drum roll out so we can, you know, get people really excited about this event. Number 10, well, that's for number one, not for number 10. Just wait. He's so effective with the sound effects. He's right there for me. All right, number 10, it's very affordable. Very affordable. And who needs to save money? We all do, right? Very important to tithe properly and to be good stewards of our money. We are all watching our pennies these days. No better bargain again for Valentine's Day than this dinner. Why? If you're just tuning in, you ask, because it includes great food, a full meal, soup, salad, pasta, bread, main course, you know, cash bar if you so choose, great fellowship, right? Fun. And all for $55 per couple. $55 per couple, not per person, per couple. That is if you register today by the end of the day, February 7th. Number 9, you will see that you are not alone. You and your spouse are not aliens with three heads, even though you may feel like that sometimes in this world where everybody is just tossing marriage aside and saying, oh, the living together thing that's working for us, or marriage that's so passe. There are actually other people. Yes. Other people who believe in marriage, despite what the culture tells us. So you will see that you are not alone and not an alien. Number 8, it will help you get over cabin fever. Now, we have not had it nearly as bad as the East Coast and other parts of the country, but the Farmer's Almanac was correct. Probably the only ones correct in predicting what was going to happen with the weather. And it has been a rough winter so far, even for us. It's like enough already. I'm so over winter. This is a great way to get out, to get dressed up, and just to get out of the house, seriously. Because so many of us, you know, and it's nice to be able to stay indoors and light the fireplace and what that, but there gets to a point where you just need to get out for some fresh air and to move around. And plus, the other thing is, it's going to be really warm this weekend, at least for us. 39 degrees. I mean, heck, you can break out the Bermuda shorts, although I wouldn't recommend it for this dinner because it is a nice dinner and, you know, the guys usually wear a suit jacket, not necessarily a suit and a tie, but the ladies like to get dressed up. So, but you can wear your trench coat, you know, feel a little bit like spring is right there on the horizon, okay? So number 8 would be, it's a great way to get over cabin fever. Number 7, and I love this one because I always love to engage the culture and to be countercultural. It's a great way to be countercultural, to dare to be different and stand up for marriage as God ordained it. Number 6, we all are in need of a date night, right? How many of us know that when you're married, things get busy, you're working, you got the kids, you got this, you got that, and you have time for everything else but each other? This is a perfect way for a date night. Number 5, it's a great source of encouragement. You will walk away from this evening feeling very uplifted. And if you're having trouble in your marriage right now, there will be people there that can offer you encouragement, that can also offer you ideas on maybe how to get yourself back on the right track. Because all the ministries involved in Marriage Encounter, whether it's RetroVive, whether it's worldwide, whether it's national, they will all have information there. And there is help available. And this is another way you'll feel that you're not alone, because we all struggle. We all have issues. And so even if you're thinking, gosh, you know, my spouse and I haven't been getting along lately, you know what, put that aside and say, honey, let's go do this for each other. Let's just go have a nice night and listen and be uplifted. Okay? You will learn, again, this ties right into number 5. Number 4, you'll learn about these marriage ministries. There will be information there for a RetroVive weekend, for a Marriage Encounter weekend. And number 3, it's not only fun. It's romantic, because some of the music that Rennie plays is great to get up and slow dance. And when's the last time you went dancing with your spouse, seriously, and just held each other close on the dance floor? It's a very, very, very nice evening. The music is fantastic. Number 2, great speakers with a great message. Dr. Tim Hogan, Catholic Brother in the Lord, all about supporting marriage, and his beautiful wife, Karen, they'll be there. And again, these are folks that you can count on because they are in ministry and they are upholding the true meaning of marriage, again, as God ordained it. And finally, okay, Andrew, here's the big drum roll. Bada boom, bada bing. All right, so number one reason that you need to go this Sunday to World Marriage Day is it's not only a big yes to marriage, but most importantly, it is a big yes to the Lord. Saying, yes, Lord, I believe. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I believe in what you intended for marriage. And most importantly, I believe in you. Okay? So those are your top 10 reasons why you need to go to World Marriage Day dinner and dancing this weekend at the San Marino Club, sponsored by Marriage Encounter. Okay? WorldMarriageDay.org. Get the flyer. If you're registered today, you can save $10. Goes up to $65 tomorrow, which is still a great deal. And again, there is plenty of room. I'm just putting out this disclaimer this morning because I want you to save some money. All right? So again, WorldMarriageDay.org. And get yourself there. We'll see you there on the dance floor. We'll have a great music and great fun, fellowship. And most importantly, we'll be saying yes to God, to Jesus, and to the sacrament of marriage. And to each other, and well, just about everything that really is important in life. It's 8:31.
And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything.
One day, Kay mentioned to a friend over lunch that she was looking to change accounts. So her friend told Kay about the CPA firm that does her accounting, Myler and Zipka. Actually, that friend also learned about Myler and Zipka from another friend. It's called word-of-mouth advertising, and it's the way Myler and Zipka gets most of their clients. You know, there is nothing more powerful than a personal recommendation from a friend. A friend isn't going to risk losing a friendship by knowingly giving you bad advice. The professionals at Myler and Zipka do everything they can to nurture their clients' relationships by searching harder to find honest ways of saving them money. So why are they running this ad when word-of-mouth advertising is working so well? For two reasons. One, Myler and Zipka is a strong supporter of Ave Maria Radio. And two, you may not have a friend who is a Myler and Zipka client. Call Myler and Zipka today, 734-930-5500. That's 734-930-5500. And learn why people who start with Myler and Zipka stay with Myler and Zipka.
This is Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life. In the Our Father, we pray, hallowed be thy name. When the people of God live in a way that reflects the holiness, justice, truth, and love of God himself, then God's name is honored. In other words, God's people give God a good reputation, and the word Christian is something people want to identify with. But when God's people are unfaithful, God's name is dishonored. This is what happens when God's people turn the other way and ignore the abortions that kill thousands of babies every day, or even participate in abortion. This dishonors both the rights of the child and the honor of God. Hallowed be thy name through our commitment to life. Hallowed be thy name through the sacrifice we make to defend life and the care we give to mother and child alike. This is Father Frank Pavone on Ave Maria Radio.
Would you like to learn how to live your spirituality at work without offending others? If so, you should attend the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Business Breakfast in Ann Arbor on Friday, February 25th from 7 to 8:30 a.m. Best-selling author and publisher Gregory F. Augustine Pierce will share how to quietly make our workplaces more like the kingdom of God. Register now at the St. Francis of Assisi Ann Arbor Parish website or call 734-649-2655.
You now have two great Detroit area locations for religious merchandise. There's A. Mutea Church Supply in Garden City and now G.A. Fuchs Church Supply in Madison Heights. Between the two stores, they offer the largest selection of religious merchandise in southern Michigan, with everything from statuary, rosaries, and crucifixes to a large inventory of books. If you need it for your religious group or services, they have it. A. Mutea and G.A. Fuchs Church Supply. Just choose the location closest to you. You'll find A. Mutea Church Supply on Ford Road, just east of Merriman Road in Garden City. If you'd like to call for more information, the number is 734-513-2950. Write it down, 734-513-2950. If you're closer to Madison Heights, you can stop at G.A. Fuchs Church Supply on Stevenson Highway, just south of 14 Mile Road, off I-75. You can call them at 248-589-0200. You'll want to write that one down, too. 248-589-0200. They look forward to serving you.
Has your old trusty vehicle let you down? Has the engine developed bad habits of smoking, knocking, or just plain tired? Well, it's time to make the smart investment by replacing your engine, not your car. Let Michigan Motor Exchange provide you with a replacement engine, adding years of life to the vehicle you already own. Don't buy someone else's junk. Since 1945, Michigan Motor Exchange is the engine replacement expert for cars, boats, and trucks. Call 866-MICHMOX.
But I hope with all this information buzzing through our brains that we will not let our hearts forget the most important.
Welcome back. It's Catholic Connection. It's 8:36. It's a Monday morning in the Motor City and across the good state of Michigan, whether you're listening on Ave Maria Radio or on Berger Broadcasting in the northern parts of the state. We are glad you are part of this radio program. Our phone number, if you have a question for our guest, is so well known to our listeners, 877-573-7825. His name is Greg Popcheck. He's a co-host of Heart, Mind, and Strength right here on Ave Maria Radio, executive director of the Pastoral Solutions Institute. He and his lovely wife, Lisa, are coming to town this weekend. And this is a great way to tie two events in together. We were just talking about the World Marriage Day dinner on Sunday night. Why not make this a whole weekend for your marriage? Seriously. Go to the conference on Saturday with Greg and Lisa and then head over to the World Marriage Day dinner to wrap it all up on a Sunday evening. I don't know, Greg Popcheck. Sounds like a plan to me. How are you, buddy?
Sounds great to me, too. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yes, good morning. Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
Yeah, to you as well.
All right, so tell us about True Life Bonded in Love. It's a marriage conference. It's going to be held at St. Pat's in Brighton this Saturday.
That's exactly right. We're going to be there all day, Lisa and I both. We're going to be doing three different talks on the spirituality of marriage, on how to have a fantastic lifelong marriage, and we're going to finish it up with talking about our book, Holy Sex. And then at the end of the day, of course, Bishop Boyer will have a mass. And it's going to be a great day for couples to get together and really celebrate the Valentine's Day weekend and just really recommit to each other at this important time of World Marriage Day.
What do you think in terms of your work in counseling couples and talking about the issue of marriage and writing about it, the biggest challenges do you think are coming at us right now from the world against marriage?
You know, I think that the biggest challenge to marriage is not necessarily an outside threat, but so much as it is an inside threat. And, you know, a lot of people will ask me that question, you know, what's the biggest problem that I face in counseling couples? You know, is it infidelity? Is it drug and alcohol abuse? What is it? And, you know, I got to say, honestly, that the number one problem facing marriage is that husbands and wives tend to love their own comfort zone more than they love each other. And the biggest challenge is to help them get past that, so that they can really discover the meaning of true marital love.
What about the lack of forgiveness and the holding of grudges? And in talking with a lot of priests, as I'm sure you do in your work and I do in mine, they are noticing more and more people not willing to forgive even some of the smallest grievances, not being able to say they're sorry and holding it against the other person.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly a very real problem that marriages encounter. I mean, of course, forgiveness is at the heart of true love, and a lot of couples are afraid of being taken advantage of being vulnerable to each other, and that fear of vulnerability it tends to lead me to a place where I'm not going to forgive you. You know, it's not so much, you know, when a couple is struggling to forgive each other, it's generally speaking,
I mean, assuming, of course, that one's spouse actually is remorseful for whatever it is that they've done. But when the problem of forgiveness exists, it's usually not because of the other spouse. It's because I'm afraid to make myself vulnerable again. And so rather than face that fear, I'm going to cling to my anger as an excuse for not opening myself up to being loved or too loving. And so it's not really about you. It's more about my fears.
So what are you going to be covering during this day, and why would it be beneficial for couples, let's say, if they've been married 5 years, 10 years, or 50 years, why would it be beneficial for them to come this weekend?
We're going to help couples go a little bit deeper. You know, every couple, of course, brings their own experiences and their own wisdom to these kinds of experiences, but we'd like to try to take couples to that next level. And first of all, we're going to spend some time talking about kind of the little way of marriage, if you will, the reality that, you know, I mean, I talk to a lot of people who feel guilty that they don't have enough time for prayer. And, of course, we should take as much time as we can for individual prayer and reflection and adoration. But a lot of people don't really realize that their entire marriage is a prayer. Everything they do in the context of marriage, if they do it with that sacramental mindset, is a prayer. And it enables them to draw closer to God, to each other, and to God's vision for their own lives. And I think that a lot of couples really miss that. So we're going to start the day by talking about the spirituality of marriage and how both men and women can really mine that more deeply so that they can understand how prayer in marriage is not just something that you do. It really has to be something that you are. And then later on, we're going to talk about the four secrets of an incredible Christian marriage and kind of unpack those. And as I mentioned, then we're going to go a little bit deeper into the holy sex, the kind of the core of intimacy in the marital relationship.
You know, in the first segment, I'm looking at the rundown of the day here at 9 o'clock to 10:30, the spirituality of marriage. Now, obviously, you're drawing on Scripture, but I'm sure you're all drawing on, you know, thousands of years of teachings in the Catholic Church in terms of the marriage and what it means and what it represents in terms of the relationship to the Trinity, the whole theological thinking behind marriage. Are you going to be getting into that at all in terms of maybe theology of the body and some other things?
We're going to be talking a bit about the theology there, but I think we want to try to focus on the practical aspects of what it means to live out that spirituality in marriage. You know, I think that there are lots of places to turn for that theology of marriage, and of course, like I said, we want to reference that and refer couples to that so they can understand the context of it. But I don't want the experience of spirituality in marriage to be something that you put up on a shelf and you look at it and you never take it down. I mean, the spirituality of marriage is really a lived experience, and we want to really dive into that lived experience so that the couples can really connect on a deeper level with each other and with God, and learn God's plan of love for their marriage.
Are you hopeful about marriage in today's world? I mean, what are your thoughts in knowing what you know and the work that you and Lisa do?
Well, I mean, I have my doubts. I am hopeful for marriage as long as couples wake up and realize what they've got. You know, I mean, I think more than ever, it falls to people of faith to live out their marriage to the fullest. I think that for too long, we as Catholic Christians especially have taken our cues for what it means to have a good marriage from the prevailing culture. And we haven't really tried to delve more deeply into the Catholic vision of love and the Catholic understanding of marriage. And I think that because of that, you know, our marriages are largely indistinguishable from the marriages of other folks in the block, of non-Christians, and I think that that's a shame. And I think that whether there's any hope for marriage or not largely depends on whether we can wake up and start really living out that Catholic vision. Because if we can, you know, I gave a talk, Lisa and I gave a talk actually at the National Association of Catholic Family Life Ministers.
Oh, yeah,
conference.
I was there. Was it last summer?
Right.
Yeah, that was great.
That's
yeah.
Right,
mm-hmm.
A marriage building church. And, you know, we said that you know, we have the answers. You know, the Catholic Church has the answers. Catholic couples can share the answers that people want. You know, everybody wants to be loved. Everyone wants the kind of love that the Church talks about when she describes her vision of marriage. But not too many people ever get to see it, and that's our fault. You know, that's our responsibility. And so if Catholic couples can wake up and live that Catholic vision of marriage, people will be drawn to that vision, even if they don't know what they're being drawn to. You know, Lisa and I had a beautiful experience a couple of years ago where some friends of ours who weren't particularly faithful, suddenly started coming to church and started praying more in their home and really just on their own. I mean, they never talked to us about it. They never said anything, and we were very excited for them. We didn't know what was going on behind that. And one day they finally came to us and said, I don't know if you've noticed what we've been going through here. And of course we said that we had. And they said, well, we want to thank you for it. Us? What do we do? You know, we didn't talk to you about it. You didn't share anything with us. What do you mean? Like, well, you know, we saw how you and Lisa loved each other. We would watch your family and think that you guys have something that we want, and we didn't know what it was. And just looking at it, it led us back to church. I mean, you know, that's what every Catholic couple should be able to do, that lead others to Christ through the love that they share in their household with each other and with their children. And if we're not doing that, then we're falling down on the job.
So we have to be a witness with our lives, but how else will people find out about it? Because I think one of the things that really, you know, frustrates me is a lack of teaching that hasn't happened over the past, well, since, you know, a lot of, I'm a post-Vatican II baby, but since then. And I remember when my husband and I first started to heal our marriage and started to really study the teachings of the church on marriage, I was half thrilled and half angry. Because I thought, wow, this is so incredible. It's so beautiful. You know, what if we? This is what we've been missing. And then angry that I wasn't exposed to it. Now, granted, I probably wasn't open to it. But I looking back, I know that they weren't teaching it in the particular places where we were going, and that's a real shame. You know, and hopefully it's changing.
But here's the good news. You know, we don't have to wait for it to be spoon-fed
to
us anymore.
That's exactly.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
I think that there are more resources and more opportunities to learn the truth of the church than ever. And you know, and I'll tell you what. One of the things that frustrates me is that when people hear it, they'll dismiss it. For instance, I will often read comments or hear people say, for instance, our work on marriage, that it's too pie in the sky, that it's too idealistic. You know, and you know what? It's not our vision of marriage; it's the church's. And if couples hear that this kind of intimacy is possible, that this kind of love is really real, and that they can experience that, don't. You know, don't turn away from it. And if you feel like you are miles away from that vision, well, that's all right. Plug into the power of grace and let God take you where He wants to take you, and don't turn away from it. I think that it's, you know, I've had that same experience that you had, Teresa, in being frustrated that the message is not being proclaimed as loudly and as strongly and confidently as it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
But also in my direct work with couples, I see that a lot of people don't really want to hear it.
Right.
Because it challenges
true.
Them to mm-hmm. do something different. And we all want to be affirmed in our okayness.
And try to
break out of that desire to be, you know, just kind of coddled and comforted and told that we're doing just great just the way we are. And actually take up that cross and start to learn to love and to learn what it is to really live out that love in our homes.
Now, it's kind of like, you know, the gospel over the weekend for the Mass. It's always being salt and light, you know, and not hiding your light under a bushel. And this is a challenge to us because the Lord says if the salt loses its flavor, it does no good. And then our associate pastor, Father Jerry, was saying, you know, that there's so many of us who don't want to be salt and light. We just want to be the cafeteria Catholics going along the cafeteria line and picking what we want and fitting it into this nice little box that's very comfortable to live in for us without any really stretching us or challenging us any. Let's take a quick break. It's almost 8:48. It's a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection, first hour this morning dedicated to marriage and ways to help each other stay strong in today's world with your marriage. Two big events coming up this weekend, the one we're talking about right now with Dr. Greg Popcheck, co-host of Heart, Mind, and Strength on Ave Maria Radio, is a wonderful weekend conference, actually on Saturday, Through Life, Bonded in Love, and Bishop Boyer will be there as well to celebrate Mass at the end of the day. And the website is idoforlife.org, and the conference is taking place at St. Patrick's Church in Brighton, and that is on Saturday. And, of course, on Sunday night, we have the World Marriage Day dinner, so this would be a great way to really come together with your spouse on Saturday to hear some great talks, and then on Sunday night again to really have a beautiful dinner and dancing. Another great talk from another great psychologist, and that one would be Dr. Tim Hogan, who runs the Grace Counseling Center in Detroit. So seriously, two great events this weekend. No excuse not to do something for your marriage. It's there, and it's yours for the taking. If you have a question for Greg, 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Of course, you know him and his wife, Lisa, from Heart, Mind, and Strength, heard right here on Ave Maria Radio. We'll be right back on a Monday morning with Greg Popcheck.
This program is made possible in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, dedicated to helping grow businesses for a strong community of faith and Christian values. CatholicBusinessPages.com is your online directory resource for connecting you with businesses that have taken a strong stand to support those values that impact our lives. If Christian principles make a difference in your life, then CatholicBusinessPages.com will link you to business professionals who care about the values of our nation. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
The Ave Maria CD library continues to grow. With New Age teachings and deception being preached in popular media programs and the press, we broadcast the Deception of the New Age Conference. The speakers were Human Life International's Father Thomas Eitenauer and former Hollywood actress, New Age teacher, and Catholic reaver Sharon Lee Gigante. The 3-CD set is $28.50. Father John Ricardo has a number of New Christ is the Answer program titles, including A Proposal for 2010, Mary, Monica, and My Mother, Kings from Slaves, and Living as a Catholic. All editions of Christ in the Afternoon, Catholic Connection, Christ is the Answer, Putting on the Mind of Christ, The Doctor is In, and Heart, Mind, and Strength are also available. All single talks and programs are on high-quality CDs and are $9.50 each. To place your order for one of these titles or to inquire about a talk topic of interest to you, call 734-930-4506. 734-930-4506 or write orders at AveMariaRadio.net.
Heart to Heart, a Catholic Women's Apostolate, meets Thursday the 10th at Domino's Farms in Ann Arbor. Dr. Robert Festigi will focus on Mary as our Mother of Mercy, who understands the depths of human sufferings and provides us as a sure way to the all-compassionate heart of her divine Son. There's no charge or registration required. That's this Thursday starting at 7:30 p.m. at Lobby H. The Rosary and Mass precede the talk at 6 in the chapel in Lobby C. For more information, go to hearttoheartcwa.com.
I Do for Life. It's a conference presented by the St. Patrick Marriage Ministry this Saturday, February 12th in Brighton, St. Pat's in Brighton. There is a website for the flyer, idoforlife.org. Among the speakers, of course, Greg Popcheck and his wife, Lisa. Greg's on the phone with us this morning talking about the program and his work. Greg and Lisa, of course, are co-hosts of Heart, Mind, and Strength and Ave Maria Radio. And Greg is also the executive director of Pastoral Solutions Institute. Coming to town for Through Life Again, Bonded in Love. It's a one-day marriage conference, and you can take part in this. Also, the good bishop, Bishop Boyer, will be there. He'll be celebrating Mass at the end of the day. And the website, again, is idoforlife.org. Okay, can you give us, I know I don't want to give it away because we want people to go, but can you give us some ideas in terms of what kind of suggestions, tips, guidelines you're going to give for couples to really embrace and realize what they have in marriage? Kind of give us a tease, as we say in the business?
Kind of launch it off of something I said earlier, you know, that the number one problem that I encounter, I think the root problem in most marriages is that couples love their own comfort zone more than they love each other. I think that the thing that I would really encourage all couples to start doing is kind of looking at where they actually do that in their lives and in their marriage. And you know, because every day we have an opportunity to either say I do or I don't to each other about 1,000 times a day. And, you know, I do is not something that we just say to each other, you know, once and then kind of ride on it for the rest of our lives. I think that this is one of the things we're going to really pick up on the conference, this idea of I do for life. What does I do for life really mean? I do for life means that every day I wake up and I'm promising that I'm going to say I do as opposed to I don't. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, you know, if my wife asks me for something, and I don't just mean the practical things of life, like, you know, getting up and helping her with the kids or the dishes or anything else, but I also mean the spiritual challenges or the emotional challenges of marriage, being there for her in any way that she needs me to be there, and vice versa. You know, it's easy to say, oh, do I have to? You know, do I? You know, I'll catch that the next time, or oh, you know, that's not really who I am. You know, can't you find somebody else to do that with? Anytime we do that, we say I don't to the marriage instead of I do. And those I don'ts pile up over time, and that's where you hear people saying, well, we just grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't just grow apart. We said I don't to each other more than we said I do, and that becomes the wedge that drives couples apart. And so I guess, you know, the biggest thing that I would really ask everybody listening today to do is to ask themselves, you know, where are they choosing to love their own comfort zone more than they love their spouse? And what can they do in some small way to reach across that chasm and start building a bridge of love again?
You mentioned earlier that it's hard to tell the difference today between Christian marriages and marriages, you know, just in the secular world, people who may not have any faith. Are people taking cues from the world in terms of their own selfishness? Is that happening, do you think? Is this why we're seeing more, as you just said, people want to stay in their own comfort zone rather than really be self-sacrificial in a marriage?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just our fallen nature. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's taking cues from the world so much as it's just what happens when we forget who we are. You know, as baptized Christians, we're called to do more. We're on a mission from God, and it's up to us to cooperate with grace over the course of a lifetime to unpack that mission and really live it out. And I don't think that that we realize that or remember it at the very least, and especially don't realize that it applies to marriage in particular. And so we all have a tendency when we forget about grace and we forget about that mission to just gravitate toward what seems comfortable and what seems familiar, and we don't realize that there's a greater call. And I want to say when I put that out there that couples love their own comfort zone more than they love each other, and that we've got to get past that. You know, sometimes people feel like, oh great, one more thing I have to do. You know, oh boy, now I'm going to push myself here. And I understand that. Excuse me, but I think that what you really need to focus on is that there's a reward for that. You know, that it's not just the hard work. It's not just about picking up the cross. It really is that when we do that work of getting outside of the comfort zone and starting to love and to be more vulnerable and to challenge ourselves to take it to that next level, we experience a truly uncommon passion and joy and love and peace in our household that you just can't get any other way.
Right, and that goes with the same with the whole Christian message of when you lay down your life for Christ. It, you know, people tend to see that as, oh, it's all drudgery, it's all suffering, but there are great rewards. It's not why we do it, but there are great rewards in following Christ. I mean, he really does want us to live the abundant life.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And then that is the path to the abundant life, too, by the way. It's, you know, the more we serve, the more we give of ourselves, the more we're able to experience that abundance and the love and the grace and the peace and the joy in our lives.
Amen. Well, Greg, thanks. Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day. Tell Lisa we said hello and look forward seeing you guys this weekend in the Motor City. St. Pat's Brighton, the website is idoforlife.org. Up next, we're going to talk with Chris Bell of Good Counsel Homes, Dr. Meg Meeker, and Steve Ray. All of that and you coming up in the National Hour of Catholic Connection. We'll be right back.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, building community one business at a time. CatholicBusinessPages.com.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild invites you to activate your faith. Join Heart, Mind, and Strength hosts Dr. Gregory and Lisa Popcheck for Through Life, Bonded in Love, one-day marriage conference at St. Patrick's Church in Brighton, Saturday, February 12th. The Popchecks will have three presentations, and Bishop Boyer will conclude the day by celebrating Mass. Tickets are only $65 per couple and includes continental breakfast and lunch. To register, visit idoforlife.org. Join Ave Maria Radio's Teresa Tamio and her husband Dominic for World Marriage Day Sunday, February 13th at the San Marino Club in Troy. The evening will include an inspiring presentation, dinner, and dancing. To reserve your place, call 586-838-4447. You can find many more events at our website, AveMariaRadio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
Do you or an aging loved one need assistance to remain as independent as possible in your home or assisted living residence? Are you concerned about the safety of a parent who is alone? Or do you just need a break from caring for a family member? If you find yourself in any of these situations, then you should contact Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels provides a compassionate, dignified, and respectful service.